Have you ever imagined what life would be like if you never had to make another rent or mortgage payment? Well, I certainly did. And my imagination led me down doing years of research about exactly how mortgages work and the steps that people take to pay them off early. In this episode, I'll show you the detailed steps that I took to pay my mortgage off in 6 months. Everything from the mental and behavioral changes that I had to make down to the spending patterns that I formed. And it all started with the first and most important step of defining a clear why. For anyone that wants to accomplish a major financial goal, having a why is a must. Whether that's to pay off your house early, save up for retirement, or pass along an inheritance to your children so that they can have a better life. And if you don't have a clear reason why you want to pursue these goals, 10 out of 10 times, you're going to lose the discipline and motivation to actually see things through. But my why was simple. I spent my entire life living paycheck to paycheck, and there were countless nights where I lost sleep because I was stressed out about money. And I'm not exaggerating, but I fell into borderline depression. And these money issues were a huge part of my marriage failing. And when I hit rock bottom, that didn't stop debt collectors from blowing up my phone every day. The last straw for me, where I knew that I had to make a change, was when I got a letter in the mail from my bank that changed the way that I viewed money forever. They had sent me a credit card statement, and I'll put a screenshot up for those watching on YouTube. But this is the first time in my life that I realized the impacts of borrowing money and a fee that we pay to borrow money called interest. And my wake-up call was actually looking at the bottom of the credit card statement, where it mentioned if I continued to pay the minimum balance, that it would take me 12 years to pay off $1,300. And because of interest, I would have ended up paying double the amount that I actually charged on the card. Now, when I saw this, I nearly lost it. But that was the very moment that led me to the next step of positioning myself to pay off my house early, which was the how. I had to start learning personal finance because I didn't know the first thing about managing money. Now, there's a ton of information online, anywhere from books to podcasts to blogs and courses, almost to the point where it was overwhelming. But one day when I was talking to my younger sister and telling her about my situation, she sent me a link to a YouTube video of a guy that I had heard of before, but I didn't know much about. And it got my attention, to say the least.
But $100 invested every month from age 25 to age 65, averaging 12% in a good growth stock mutual fund, Roth IRA, is $1,176,000. So if you're listening to this show and you don't retire with $1 million, that's no one's fault but yours.
I started looking into more of his content, and I saw that he taught a system of practical steps to help people get out of debt and build wealth. And one of the steps that he taught involved paying off your house early. From that point on, I was committed to following the process so I could finally break the cycle of giving away my hard-earned money because of debt. If you're not familiar with Dave Ramsey, he has the most listened to financial podcast in the world and is responsible for getting more people out of debt than any other resource.
160,000 paid off, house and everything. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
We're debt-free.
He also authored this book called The Total Money Makeover that has sold over 5 million copies and goes into extreme detail of the process that I followed to get out of debt that eventually led to me paying off my mortgage early. If you might be looking to turn around your money situation, I would highly recommend this book. So I'll leave a link to the free audio version that you can download on Audible in the show notes below. Now, this takes me to the most uncomfortable step in this process, but arguably the step that put me in the best position to pay off my mortgage early, which was limiting my spending. I had never done a budget before in my life, but going through this practice changed my entire behavior towards finances. When I saw where my money was actually going every month, it was hard to look at myself in the mirror, man. Tons of subscriptions that I didn't use, memberships to 2 different gyms for some reason that I hadn't stepped foot in for months. And I'm still embarrassed to admit this to this day, but there was one month where I saw that I spent nearly $1,000 on eating out alone. And that's not counting groceries. I mean, I was absolutely out of control. So I went on a skeleton budget, meaning that I only spent money on the necessities of food, utilities, shelter, and transportation. I canceled all my subscriptions, cut out all entertainment, and there was no more eating out. Instead, I was shopping for healthy and cheap alternatives at the supermarket and would be cooking all of my meals from home. I had to start bringing my lunch to the office every day, and I can't begin to tell you how many invites that I had to turn down from my coworkers to go out to eat. And I'm talking about some good spots too. I mean, there was literally no fun in my life. Here's an actual clip of what things looked like for me for a while.
It's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Zero fun, sir.
If you've ever struggled putting a budget in place, I'll link the tool that I use down below that helped me save hundreds of dollars every month, and you can sign up for free. But now that I had gotten my spending under control, the next step was to figure out ways to bring in more money every month. Now, admittedly, this is where I went a little bit overboard. I already had a decent paying job as a technical recruiter where I was responsible for finding engineers to work on companies' software applications. And on top of that, I picked up a second job that did increase my income quite a bit. But the problem was the second job was just as or even more demanding than my original job. But I was determined to become a homeowner as soon as I possibly could. I even started every side hustle and online business that I could think of. A couple of things that I did to make extra money was I started taking things that I owned or found at thrift stores and then selling them on places like Amazon and eBay. Surprisingly, from doing this alone, there were some months where I would make as much as $1,500. I also started driving Uber and Lyft with any spare time that I had. And from that, I would usually make around $250 a month. And this next step is why it was so important for me to get my income up, which was starting to pay off my debts. Now, you might want to take some notes because from here on, it's going to get a little bit nerdy. Now, fortunately, I didn't have a mountain of debt. My total debt amounted to about $23,750 between credit cards, medical bills, and a car loan. But when you're looking to get approved for a home mortgage, there's a number of factors that lenders look into before qualifying you. And one of the main factors is called DTI, short for debt to income ratio. Now, simply put, this is the amount of debt that you pay on a monthly basis compared to the amount of money that you make on a monthly basis. So let's look at this for an example. Let's say that you're looking at a house where your mortgage payment would be $1,500 a month, but you have an existing credit card where you're paying $100 a month, and you have an existing car loan where you pay $400 a month. Altogether, your debt payments would add up to $2,000 a month. But if your monthly income before taxes are taken out is $4,000 a month, then your debt to income ratio would be 50%, because the $2,000 debt payments is half of your $4,000 income. Now, what's important to know here is that most lenders are looking for your total monthly debt payments to be no more than 36% of your total monthly income. So my goal at this point was to get rid of as much debt as possible so I'd be more likely to qualify for a home mortgage. And the way that I did that is by using a method called the debt snowball. And this is a term used for paying off your smallest debt first, and then using the extra money from paying off that debt to start paying off the next smallest debt. Using this method, I was able to pay off all of my debt within a relatively short period of time. Once this was done, I could focus on the next step, which was a critical move that led to me paying off my mortgage early, and that's saving up for a down payment. A solid down payment saves a home buyer so much money, it's mind-blowing. The first way that it can save you money is by avoiding something called PMI, which stands for Private Mortgage Insurance. Now check this out. PMI is a fee that we as homeowners pay every single month to protect the lender in case we should stop paying our mortgage. But it has absolutely no benefit to us as the homeowner. And the average PMI cost is around 1% of the loan balance. So if you were to take out a $300,000 home loan, you would literally be giving the bank $3,000 within a year's time just for their protection. Doesn't make any sense, right? The only way to completely avoid paying this bogus fee is to put a down payment of at least 20%. Now, of course, that's much easier said than done, but if you are able to swing it, it could save you thousands of dollars. The other way that you can pay off a house faster is by avoiding interest. And by now, you know that interest is a curse word to me. But here's what I mean. The most common length of a home loan is 30 years. And this is most popular because your monthly payment will be the lowest with a 30-year mortgage. But looking at this mortgage calculator, if you were to take out a $300,000 home loan over a 30-year period, and your interest rate was 6.95, which is the average rate during the time of this recording, you would end up paying $415,000 in interest alone. So when it's all said and done, you would have paid $715,000 when you only borrowed $300,000. Now, one of the alternatives that people use to avoid this deadly interest and pay off their mortgage sooner is by lowering the length of the loan. And one of the options that people use most is a 15-year mortgage. Now, one of the downsides of a 15-year mortgage is that your monthly payment will be higher. But let's look at how much money that you'll actually spend over time. Using the same numbers in the previous example, if you were to take out a $300,000 loan over a 15-year mortgage, you would only end up paying $184,000 in interest. And by the end of the loan, your total would be $484,000 as opposed to $715,000. The other factor that can help you save a ton of money here is the actual down payment. The more that you're able to put down on the front end, the less interest that you'll have to pay overall, as you can see looking at these mortgage calculators. In understanding this, I plan to only do a 15-year mortgage and save up as much money as I possibly could for a down payment. And finally came the fun part of this whole process, finding the right house. The number one key here to put me in a position to pay off my house early came down to one thing, and that was patience. I set a spending limit for a house where I couldn't spend any more than $300,000 regardless of how many listings that I fell in love with. If it fell outside of that budget, I couldn't do it. Then I had to find a real estate agent that respected my spending limits and wasn't going to try to force me into a house that I couldn't afford. And for that, I personally used Dave Ramsey's website to find a realtor. Within hours of entering my information on the site, I got matched with a realtor that emailed me to hop on a call. And just like that, I was ready to start my house search. And that same day, my agent gave me access to a portal that showed me listings of homes that fit my criteria on a real-time basis. But this wasn't an easy search at all. Over the next 8 months, I had looked at hundreds and hundreds of listings, but none of them fit what I was looking for. Until one day, there were two houses that popped on my radar that seemed perfect for what I was looking for. So I got with my agent to set up two in-person showings. Now, the first one that I looked at was all right, but it was in a lot worse condition than what the picture showed. But the second one, on the other hand, was everything that I was looking for. So that same day, we put in an offer, and I was fortunate enough that the sellers were looking to move fast. So within 24 hours, they accepted my offer. Now, over the 8 months that it took me to find a house, I was still working like a madman and saving every single dime that I could. So when we got to this point, I was able to put down $100,000 as my down payment to avoid the private mortgage insurance and avoid a ton of interest as well. I was approved for a 15-year fixed rate loan, which would also save me a lot of money on interest in the long run. And the rest of the process from the appraisal to the inspection went smoothly, and I was able to close on the house within 45 days. And now that I was in the house, what I learned to be able to pay my mortgage off in 6 months was understanding something called a principal payment. What I didn't know before buying a house is that your mortgage payment is made up of four different costs that are bundled into one. An easy acronym to understand exactly what these costs are is PITI. The P stands for principal, which is the most important and I'll explain here in a second. The I stands for interest, which is the money that you pay the lender for borrowing money. The T is for the taxes that you pay on the property, and the I is for insurance coverage that you have on the home. And although each of these costs are due every month, the amount that you pay toward the principal is the only portion of your payment that actually lowers the balance of the loan. So for example, if you took out a home loan for $300,000 and your monthly mortgage payment is $2,000, let's say that your payment is broken down evenly into four parts. $500 goes to principal, $500 goes to interest, $500 goes to taxes, and $500 goes to insurance. Because only $500 of that $2,000 payment went toward the principal of the mortgage, the overall loan balance would only go from $300,000 down to $299,500. So now that I understood this, I was determined to pay as much toward the principal as possible so I could lower the loan balance as fast as I could. And this is where I really tested my sanity, because I continued working two jobs and side hustles while living on a no-spend budget. I wouldn't recommend that anybody does this unless you have a really strong and clearly defined why. Personally, I hate paying interest more than anything in the world, so that drove me to keep going, even in the times where I was about to crash out. And from working nonstop, 80-plus hour weeks, and living on a razor-thin budget, I was able to pay an extra $25,000 a month towards the principal of the mortgage. So when it was all said and done, I bought my house in April of 2019 and paid it off in October of the same year. So in total, including my down payment, I paid off $250,000 within 6 months. Just so you know, the reason I was able to increase my income so much is because I worked in the technology field, which offers some of the highest paying jobs in the world. If you're looking to break into tech or tech-related positions, a resource I use is called Course Careers that offers online certification programs to get people certified and hired into some of the highest paying jobs out there. If you want to learn more, you can sign up to a free introductory course. So I'll leave a link to that in the show notes below and a special discount code in case you join one of their paid plans. Now, a lot of people might think that this sacrifice wasn't worth it, but going through this process transformed my life, and I'm more intentional about how I manage money. Since paying off my mortgage, I managed to buy a rental property that generates over $1,200 a month in passive income. And it's allowed me to start a business to where I don't have to work a 9-to-5 if I don't want to. And now my mission in life is to show others different ways to make more money, whether that's getting a higher paying job or making extra cash on the side, to eventually become their own boss and build unbelievable wealth. If you're enjoying the show, like and subscribe on YouTube and leave a 5-star rating on podcast. This is Early Career to Entrepreneur, and I'll catch up with y'all soon.